Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya, Bhutale, Srimate, Vedanta Swamin Vidina Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachare Nirvishesha Shunyavadi
Thank you. Yamunaga has so many hearts of abiding hearts. AC Gardens, one of the important parts in Bhagavad AC Garden, Bamsi Park. Lord Krishna climbs up very, very high. Some special banyan trees. Are you able to hear? If not, you can report to them. Hare Hare. Yes, he can. Dvadash Anand. Vrindavan, there are 12 forests of Vrindavan. Total of Dvadash, 12
ಪ್ರಚುರಂದಲಿತಂ ಏನ ಸ್ಮೈಸಿ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭಿಷ್ಟ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಾನಿದೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಯ್ಯಂ
coming again and again. And again, he will even come. This is good. Coming again and again to Sri Krishna. Please go to sleep. May you be never tired of coming. Coming to the temple, of course, we come for darshan of the Lord. His darshan becomes more possible for anybody. In the pages of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, that's the way to see the Lord, not with the eyes, but with the help of ears. Shastras, we see Krishna. In the very beginning of Bhagavatam, the statement that does talk of, that talks even of Lord's returning to his abode, and statement says, Krishna dhābhu bhagate dharma jnāna nibhisaha. He took everything, even jnana, the knowledge he took with him. As a result, there was a total darkness here. And that was the age of Kali. Darkness, dark everywhere. Not able to see. Well, see but not see at the same time. Seeing the world, seeing the matter is not really seeing. See beyond the matter, or see beyond the material existence. See something that is out of this world. The first time I came to South Africa and visited this temple, as I entered, I kind of understood the term that we use, that something out of this world. When I came in here, at the airport and then on the way to the temple, that was the world, that is the world. But then as I came here, darshan of the deities and all that we are seeing here, I thought, this is out of this world. No, eyes to see. Things beyond matter. Our personality, who is source of this matter, controller of this matter. So when Lord departed, then that left. He took everything with him. Kalo nasta dashamisham. So people lost their eyesight. And at that time, Lord kindly arranged Purana harka uditaha. Then this Puran. Srimad Bhagavat Puran, which is described as brilliant as sun. Bhagavatam, which is brilliant as sun, came on the horizon. It appeared in this world. So Lord returned. or disappear. And then Bhagavatam appeared in the place of the Lord. This is as good as the Lord. And with the help of Bhagavatam, we get our lost vision back to the head. Eye specialist coming. Try to give me better eyesight. But what do we see with the eyes or the glasses? Not much. We need Divya Chakshu, Shastra Chakshu. And the Bhagavatam provides that vision. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. I'm trying to say something glorifying Bhagavatam. One time in North America, devotees were traveling and preaching and distributing books. In one particular party, there are so many books to carry, there are no additional space for deities to be carried. So that devotees could have, they could offer arati to the deity. So they wrote to Prabhupada, wow, vehicle is full of books, Gita and Bhagavatam. We have no room where we could put our deities and worship. Prabhupada said, put the books on the altar and worship the books. Worship Bhagavatam. And that is like worshiping the Lord. Shukadeva Goswami, Shukadeva Goswami ki. As he was about to begin recitation of Bhagavad Katha, he was going to do that for 7 days and seven nights. Sometimes, why 7 days? The solution to a big problem of dying. When we all die within 7 days, you will be all me included and live within seven days. When someone will die on Monday, someone on Thursday, someone on Tuesday, someone on Friday. And within 7 days everyone dies. So if we hear Bhagavatam for 7 days, then no more birth, no more death. That kind of reward we get. And just liberation is not the, moksha is not the goal of recitation of Bhagavatam. Demigods probably thought that way. So when they got the news that King Parikshit, he has been cursed to die within 7 days, and then, so they ran, rushed to Hastinapur. And by that time, Sukadeva Goswami, he had already taken his asana, and he was going to recite Bhagavatam. The demigods arrived. They say, we have amrit, we have nectar from the churning of the ocean. demigods in the big churning of the ocean. And different items emerged, and finally the Amrit was there. Kumbh Mela time, that Amrit comes back again. And everyone comes, hundreds and thousands, millions of people come to get that nectar. So they say, we have some of that nectar. Please offer this to King Parikshit. And in exchange, you could give us Bhagavatam. Bhagavatamrit. We have Amrit. So in exchange of this Amrit, you give this to King Parikshit. He will become immortal. And give us Bhagavat in exchange. Sukadeva Goswami said, get lost. You do not understand the value of Bhagavatam. It's not meant only for becoming Amar or attaining moksha or becoming immortal. Bhagavatam gives something beyond mukti, and that is bhakti. And we were discussing yesterday how bhakta gets Bhagavan through bhakti. This is bhakti shastra. With the help of bhakti, we get Bhagavan. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Satchidananda Rupaya. The Lord is Satchidananda. Vishwotpatyadi Hetava is cause of creation, maintenance and destruction of this whole existence. Tapatraya Vinashaya. And he could also become cause of Tapatraya.